Representative Don Young is trying again to renew the Magnuson-Stevens Act. The nation's fundamental fisheries, federal fisheries law hasn't been reauthorized since 2006. His bill would allow more flexibility for regional fisheries management councils. But for villages near the mouth of the Kuskokwim River, the bill is notable for what's not included. Alaska Public Media's Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports on a dispute among groups that have rights to harvest pollock and other valuable fish in the Bering Sea.
Since the 1990s, towns and villages along the western Alaska coast, from Norton Sound to the Aleutians, have had a stake in the lucrative Bering Sea fisheries through the Community Development Quota Program. The communities, divided into six CDQ groups, are allocated a portion of the fishing quota, which they can fish themselves or lease to the fishing industry. By most measures, the program has been a success. In total, the six CDQ groups have amassed more than $1 billion in cash and assets. The larger groups spend more than $30 million a year to help their regions, with service programs, job training, scholarships, and local employment. But the largest group, called Coastal Villages Region Fund, says it's getting a raw deal. The group, known as CVRF, serves the Kuskokwim Delta, villages from Scammon Bay to Platinum. More than 9,000 people live in that area. It's 35% of the total CDQ beneficiary population, but they say they are allocated just 15% of the fish in the CDQ program. Art Severance, corporate counsel for CVRF, says some of the other CDQ groups have far fewer people and get the same or even more fish.
Right now the allocations are set the way Congress locked them in place in 2006, which was a result of political influence in the 1990s.
And, Severance says, the people in the 20 villages of the CVRF area have a higher poverty rate, less infrastructure, and fewer opportunities.
The household size alone in our communities is about twice as high as in the Aleutians. There's no real opportunity to buy houses, and so you have multiple generations living together, not necessarily because they want to, but because they don't have any other choice.
CVRF has been asking Congress for years to change the Magnuson-Stevens Act to include a CDQ formula based on population. Congressman Young isn't persuaded.
They have an argument. They just want more money.
Young says the CDQ groups themselves agreed what the rules would be, and now one of them, Coastal Villages, is lobbying Congress to change the allocation criteria.
There's no way am I going to be involved in taking fish from one native group and giving it to another native group. That was their agreement. And until they have a solidified position and say this is what we'd like to do, it's not going to happen.
Larry Cotter is retiring as the chief executive of one of the small CDQ groups, Aleutian Pribilof Island Community Development Association, or APICDA. He says the Coastal Villages Fund is off base.
This program was never based on population.
APICDA has about 400 people and gets 20% of the CDQ allocation. That means, as the Coastal Villages Fund sees it, APICDA has been able to deliver benefits of $750,000 per person over the past decade, while CVRF, because of its much larger population, has been able to spend less than $40,000 per person. But Cotter says the residents in the APICDA area, from Nelson Lagoon to St. George and Atka, are closer to the fish, and he says that's significant.
You know, it belongs to the people who live there. And if you look around the world, that same concept comes into play, that the folks closest to the resource are the ones that are in a position to benefit the most from utilizing those resources.
And Cotter says Coastal Villages is doing quite well. CVRF has more than $270 million in cash, fishing vessels, and other assets. Cotter calls it an economic juggernaut. Young's fisheries bill doesn't reallocate the CDQ fish, but it does change the rules for the umbrella association that speaks for the CDQ groups. The panel has been operating by unanimity. Young says that essentially gives any single group veto power. His bill says the panel can make decisions with only 5 of the 6 groups in agreement. Art Severance of the Coastal Villages Fund says that would allow the other CDQ groups to steamroll his. Congress is supposed to vote on Young's fisheries bill, H.R. 200, after the July 4 recess. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.